Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
Now no one leaves.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause. www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs.
Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
welcome to Give No Up Cosplay Variety Show number 18.
Oh my god, 18. What the fuck?
I have no fucking clue.
What the fuck?
Hosted by Costas, Mandy, and Pat, and eventually Drew when he's done taking the shit.
He's pooping. He's pooping a lot.
I am wearing the Batman cowl, and it's really weird because everything's echoing in the cowl. It's really cool.
You're not cool, though. So.
I know.
How do you go with that? Correct.
But, so last weekend was a fun weekend for a couple people. Drew and Connie went to Otakon with.
What's that?
Drew and Connie went to Otakon with their sister Jeannie. Well, Connie's sister Jeannie. Mandy's sister Jeannie.
The Jeffrey Jeannie of the sistering.
And Nicole.
Jeffrey of Aberath. And then Nicole. And it was kind of so much fun. I don't want to get into too much right now, but like, because like Drew's not here yet because he's a homosexual.
Yeah, I know. And then I was sick all weekend. I literally don't think, I didn't do anything.
Did you just play games all weekend or did you just not do anything at all?
I mean, I played a bit Indigo Prophecy, Overwatch. I played a lot. I played some No Man's Sky. I watched Dawn of Justice Director's Cut, which honestly I liked. I can talk about that a little bit.
Go for it. Because I plan to watch it at some point, but I haven't watched it yet.
And, here's Joe. Look at this fucker. No, he's not coming. Never mind. A lot of cool things are going on, too. Gamescom is going on right now. So there's some cool announcements coming out of that. Quantic Dream, they made Indigo Prophecy. So I was playing that, so I was going to talk about that later on today. Drew was really, really sad this weekend. We'll find out why.
There was a moment.
And we'll go to our Super Biased Cosplayer of the Week eventually, too.
Yes, we will.
So Drew's here now, finally. Mandy, say hi to everyone.
I said hi. Give me those cups.
Did you?
Maybe.
Fuck you, everyone.
I said fuck you, everyone.
That's me.
Maybe it is.
So you fuckers, how's Otakon?
Shit.
Otakon. Oh, geez. Okay, so Otakon was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun at Otakon. And even for someone who's not that into anime, like, I'm not that into anime. I watched, like, two of them. I still enjoyed it. I mean, there's not just anime stuff. There's video game stuff. There's nerdy stuff all around. It was just huge. Like, there were places I didn't know exist until, like, the second, third day of the con.
There was some tasteful objectification of men.
There was some objectification of men. They had, like, you know, those body things that are usually half-naked females.
Yeah, like the body, like, pillows and body towels and shit.
That's half-naked dudes. What I want to do, too, is I want to post the album that we had from Otakon in the group. But even after the con, I think, is when I had the most fun. Like, the con was fun and everything. It was just exhausting.
We're getting sushi and shit.
Oh, the sushi was sweet. We found the sushi place that was just so delicious. Oh, my God. Oh, Thursday night before the con, we got to watch Nicole do fucking karaoke.
Mm-hmm. It's a good time.
That was
funny. I forget what she sang. What was it? You Ought to Know.
You Ought to Know, yeah. By Avril Lavigne. What?
Just chat.
Oh, shit. Pat's taking selfies. It's disgusting.
Is he?
I guess it's Wheeze because it's also chat.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, it was a great time.
We met Aaron posted in the chat that he missed us. Yeah, I missed it. There's like apparently like 20 or so people went that I knew that I didn't see at all during the
time. Yeah, right?
I assume
like Knuckles. I didn't see him there.
Well, I don't care because he likes Yaya Han.
That's true. I did see Sunita.
We did see Sunita for a moment during our Kigu rush.
Yeah, it was cool.
We also learned the joy of Kigus. I got a shark Kigu.
It was amazing.
We got a narwhal Kigu. We were making Jeannie and Mandy get Kigus too at some point. Pat should get one, but he's not going to because he's a little bitch.
Big old bitch. What if they made a bat Kigu? That way you could be Batman.
Man bat.
Man bat.
I have a Batman pajamas don't fit.
Yeah, but
it's not a Kigu.
What the fuck's a Kigu?
It's
like a large, oversized pajamas.
That I bought, that I posted a picture of, or you probably don't.
Too much effort. I don't care anymore.
But
yeah, fuck you.
But They're amazing. And
okay, Google. You have like two sources of internet in front of you.
K-I-G-U, Kigu. I don't have any pictures of us in the Kigus, but there is some Vodi videos floating around out there that I'm waiting to get sent to me.
Just post them on Facebook, whatever.
I'm waiting for them to get sent to me.
Oh, my God. Well, they got to wait for other people to send
them.
Why don't they just post them on Facebook?
I don't know if they're going to send them to me because I can't
give them a hard time.
If they post them on Facebook,
you're getting too mad at me. You're getting too mad at me.
That's because, like, you're all...
I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to everyone.
You're being a dick.
Oh, my God. I'm done.
Are you really?
No, I'm not. I'm just fucking with you.
Such a dick.
I'm not such a dick. You're yelling at me.
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
You weren't talking to me anyway. You were talking to the radio.
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
All right. Anyway.
Turn down him.
Yeah. So bored. I forgot what I was going to say.
Anyway, OdaCon was fun. We had adventures that were good. But yeah.
But what about the... I wasn't paying attention. Did you talk about the strippers?
No, I did not talk about the strippers. I was just going to... Stop. Oh, I'm still waiting for those videos, too.
There was, like, a preview about stripping.
That's because Nicole taught us how to use a stripper pole. We all did it in our Kigus. So there was Charmander rolling down the stripper pole, a narwhal on a stripper pole, and a shark on a stripper pole.
True, how's your knee?
Still a little sore. I got a sweet sandwich spin, though.
How many pennies did you earn?
No pennies. I don't think anyone earned any pennies.
Drew, why were you so sad?
Well, who remembers?
You do remember. Just tell them.
I don't know. What was I sad about? Oh, fucking... Was it the rum?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Jeffrey left, and he forgot to bring his rum. And it was just so sad how... That poor little bottle got abandoned. So it's okay. It's found a safe home. Me and Connie adopted it formally. Filled all the paperwork last night. It's taking my last name.
We sent him a picture of us holding the bottle, making sad faces.
It's going to be Calico Major.
Our little bottle.
Yep, it's a coconut
abandoned.
Rum.
It was abandoned.
I would have preferred spice, but I can't hold that against him. You know, he was made the way he was. I will love him all the same.
Pat's taking off the cowl. Pat's taking off the cowl.
What a loser.
Pat is taking off the cowl.
It's probably warm.
It's really warm.
I mean, it's made of like hard rubber.
So the video I was that picture Drew was just talking about, his sad face, I'm going to post it in the chat, except my edited version. Because my edited version is so much more fun.
Yeah.
So I'm going to post that now just because it's beautiful. The best picture I have ever edited.
Edited.
So this weekend I watched the director's cut of Batman.
Watched the director's cut of his butthole.
Dude, I don't want to see the director's cut of my butthole. I feel bad whoever directed that movie. I feel like, dude, like your butthole could have like a 3-hour documentary on it.
Dude, honestly, dude, you weren't even there for OdaCon weekend, man. The farts. I had to first I walked out of the room and farted and came back. But that wasn't enough. It would follow and it would still stink up the room. I had to go outside, up the stairs, and across the second floor and fart there. It was the only way.
And he still brought it with him.
I guess I still brought it with me. I asked. Nobody said it was still there.
I did.
What?
When we were in the basement, I did.
No, not after I went up to the second floor.
Oh, man.
Oh, did you get any welcome surprises Friday morning when you opened your car? Because Thursday night I farted in the car and shut the door before we left.
Wait, why was my car door fucking open?
I don't know. Why was your car door open?
I don't know. No, I didn't smell anything in my car. I don't think it works like that.
I wish it did. You open the door and it's just like, ah, farts. Get wrecked.
But, I farted.
I just started watching Stranger Things and I really want to go watch it now, but I have to do this radio show.
So the Batman's Director's Cut is like a lot better movie. But it's still like all over the damn place. There's three scenes they cut out that should never have been cut out.
Go on.
Explains why Superman couldn't fucking see the wheelchair bomb.
Oh, really?
Most important fucking aspect of that whole movie. And explains why he couldn't see it. So, Mandy, what you do this weekend?
Shopping a tiny bit. Video games. You know, usual.
What games did you play?
Overwatch and Neverwinter.
What level are you on Neverwinter?
40-something on my main.
40-something.
Damn. I think I'm like 11.
I think 49.
I was going to say four times, but apparently it's five.
Damn it, Mandy.
My bad.
I just wanted to say damn it, Mandy. If you never said damn it, Mandy before, it's like the most fun thing to ever say.
Damn it, Mandy.
It's not. It's just because of the amount of syllables it is.
Yeah, it's like a good blend. And it's like the sounds, like they just flow together pretty well. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's my Jeffrey. I lost my Jeffrey that day. It was so sad.
There used to be a bottle in that picture, but I switched out with Jeffrey. And Drew was so sad because he lost his Jeffrey.
So, Gamescom. All right. So, I want to talk about one thing. Did you guys watch the video I told you to watch?
Oh, fucking Metal Gear shit.
Yeah. Damn it, Mandy.
Metal Gear garbage.
Now I mean it.
Damn it, Mandy. Okay, man. You had one homework assignment. It was like 5 minutes.
Mandy, what do you want to do? My little brother's birthday.
He didn't even care about his birthday.
No.
No, he didn't.
Oh, he didn't. Yeah, that's fair.
He was like, yo, fuck that. I'm playing Roblox or whatever the fuck it was.
I didn't care about his birthday once Ryan tried to take it. Ryan's right? Sick. What is? Why is he such an asshole?
Sorry, could you just said that? So Joe was playing a computer game, right?
These are Mandy and my little siblings.
So Drew's like, oh, what am I looking at here? And Joe goes, I don't know.
I don't know. He's like, I don't know. I don't know what you're looking at.
I don't know what you're looking at.
I don't know where you're looking.
How about your pewter, dick?
Wow. Joe is his birthday.
Hey, he laughed.
It's his birthday. My little brother turned 10 today. God damn it.
Tell him the 10. How old is he today? Tell him the 10-year-old.
Hey, he laughed. He was all in fun. I said it like he was one of you guys without realizing that he's 10. And then he went, oh, yeah, it's Pokemon.
But today Konami announced the bastardization of Metal Gear Solid.
Oh, God.
Called Metal Gear
Survive.
Watch the trailer if you
Metal
want to see terrible.
Metal Gear Survive playing this game because it's awful. I mean, I don't know if it's awful yet, but it looks pretty awful.
So it takes place right at the end of Metal Gear Ground Zeroes. Where one of the soldiers that were on the home base get dragged into a wormhole. And all of a sudden, you're fighting fucking, like, unicorn zombies. It looks so fucking dumb.
Unicorn zombies, that's a good way to call them.
I mean, Drew, do what you told me in the car.
So, my first reaction to watching the trailer was like, and if Lester listens, Lester said he was going to listen today and, you know, pay attention. But he got my first reaction to the whole thing. I watched the video, and I was like, Jesus Christ, this is awful. It feels like a drunk guy rambling about a really great action idea that he just had. It's like, oh my God, and there's a helicopter and the helicopter's flying away and then everything's falling. Oh my God, how is he going to survive? Oh my God, and then he lands on the ground and he's fine. It's like, oh my God, he's fine. But then there's a monster. Oh my God, there's a monster. What's he going to do? And the monster comes at him, but then some girl shoots him with an arrow. And it's like, oh, he shot the arrow. It's fine. And then they're all stabbing monsters and it's fucking badass. And I was like, Jesus Christ. It's just all two brothers, and the moon is falling. That's when a tornado strikes. It really did feel that way. It felt like that was the commercial. Like some guy just started throwing shit in to like fucking sound cool, and you're like, dude, just pick a plot and squith it.
But just looks so bad. Final Fantasy 15 was officially delayed till November. The producer said why. I didn't watch the video because IGN pisses me off by not posting articles nowadays and everything's videos. Like, I don't want to watch videos at work.
Yeah, I just want to skim a quick fucking article.
Yeah.
But, I'm going to read four words and assume that I know the whole thing.
It's coming out in November now. They said they need to polish up some stuff, which kind of sucks. I was actually looking forward to that a little bit. But actually, it's also good, too, because fucking BioShock comes out that month.
I heard there's rumors that they might remaster Mass Effect.
Yeah, I saw that, too. I'm excited
That's
about that.
Rumored, and I really, 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 really
That sounds exciting.
Happen.
How do you feel about Final Fantasy 15 being delayed?
I can't really buy it anymore.
How do you feel about Mass Effect getting remastered?
I never played that.
Oh, my God, you're killing me. Is there a way? No, we don't own it on a disc form. I was going to say we could lend it to you, but we can't lend it to you.
Not the first one.
That's true.
Yeah, the first one's fucking...
Do we have all three on PC? Should we log into our Steam?
That's true. I don't think we have the third one on Steam. I think we have one and two.
Sorry, puppies.
Wasn't there like a combo pack or something we bought that came with one or something for PS3 maybe?
I don't fucking know.
I don't fucking know either.
I don't fucking know.
Hey! Scratch, do it quietly.
Sorry, the elder puppies. They're trying to be noisy right now.
But there was, there's still some cool Injustice stuff. So, Injustice 2 has this really cool feature. It looks like that you can customize the outfits of the hero of the fighters, which is cool. So, like, Harley Quinn actually looks like our friend Kat who cosplays Harley Quinn. The red, black pants and, like, a corset kind of looks like that. So they went, like, a different route this time with her look. And I don't know if it's Tara Strong because it didn't really sound like Tara Strong in the video. But Blue Beetle's in it, and that's really cool. But the whole game looks like it's all about, like, armoring up during the fight. So I was watching some of that. Also, Girl Grodd's in it, and that's really cool. I think that's going to be a fun guy to play as.
Sweet.
I hope he plays like Winston.
Also, I know he passed already, but I'm pretty sure Stranger Things is Silent Hill.
Yeah. But I think it's more in line with Dean. Well, once you watch more. It does feel like Silent Hill, though.
Yeah, I can't wait. And we're on, like, episode 5.
Yeah, you got 3. It's only 8 episodes.
Oh, it's so good.
It's like an 8-hour movie. Mandy, did you watch Stranger Things yet?
No.
Mandy hasn't even watched fucking Firefly yet.
I'm working on it.
Did you start watching Firefly?
No.
That's not working on it, then. That's not working on it.
She's outlining a strategy on how to watch the episodes.
I don't care if it's in the queue. You have to watch it.
She's still in brainstorming.
So you can do cosplays from it with me.
Let me go to a second commercial break real quick.
Oh, okay, fine.
And we'll come back.
Wait, Drew, do it. Drew, do it. Drew, do it.
Who's that cosplayer?
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more, only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromhomes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Because I'm going to see them Friday, their final tour. What up? But so, who is that super biased cosplayer of the week?
Posted already.
I don't know. What should you go by on Instagram?
Lady X Usagi.
It's too many words.
So our cosplayer of the week is Jeannie Chesney. I was kind of hoping.
Not biased at all. Not even slightly. Definitely not related to two of the people that do the radio show.
Nope. I don't even know who.
She was Spider or Gwendis? What's she cosplay this weekend?
Friday, she was Spider Gwen. Saturday, we had all Sailor Moon group, and she was Sailor Jupiter. So it was cool.
What?
I'm just doing, so I can't say much right now.
Open
your eyes, kind of would a little bit.
She was gonna get a Kigu, but they didn't have one that she wanted.
That's what.
That happened.
That's what you got.
She went to Taco Bell twice with us. It was delicious. I was very happy with Taco Bell.
Oh my god! Okay. She did an awesome job as Spider-Gwen, as you guys can probably see since I posted the picture with her in it. She was a little Spider-Gwen. And we actually got Jeffrey to be Spider-Man during the weekend. And we're actually getting her to do more group cosplays with us. She's kind of an honorary Give No Ups member, but she's not, you know, a member of our cosplay page. But
there can only be four.
Sister. So she's our honorary member, because she doesn't give any Fs either. So there's that, Mandy.
We have some other group stuff we're trying to plan with her, too. I'm excited for those. I need to finally
DC.
Do group cosplays with you guys. after however ridiculously long of trying.
It's true.
I mean, it was that time at NKCon where we were all fabulous, Sailor Moon, and I was a princess.
Sure, so we did one then.
And like Jeffrey was a wolf, and Nicole was boobs. I mean, Supersonica.
Supersonica!
I was trying to remember the name, but I figured I knew which cosplay you're talking about.
Boobs.
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 She knows it too.
She was that on
a pretty cool black dress,
Friday
though. Well. To Dare to Bear.
I think I was on like nip slip duty that day.
Lol.
The guy who was wearing a helmet he couldn't see out of.
Lol.
Manny wasn't gonna do it. I don't look at other people's boobs. I don't even look at my own boobs.
Ah. I was douchebag Sailor Venus. So.
Douchebag.
It was pretty awesome.
Dude, no, his douchebag Sailor Venus sounds like pretty legit.
I put a lot of hard work into it. I came up with the hat idea.
Shut up. I put so much work into that. You're going to suck my nuts.
I know. That's the joke.
Stop it.
Connie really did all of it, though. Like, all of it.
I know.
All I did was say I should wear a hat backwards with the plastic parts pointed down looking like a tiara.
I regret.
I didn't even do it. I just said I should.
I regret freehanding the shirt because it just took forever. It was the worst thing ever in the world.
Really? Fair enough. It didn't look like it took you that long from what I saw. But I don't know how much you did with the painting and stuff. I don't know how much that took.
I had to freehand draw it out, and then I had to add paint. And
came out really nice.
Where I didn't end up drawing the bow on, so I just freehanded and hoped for the best with the bow.
Knees and rum.
It was so much rough. So much rough.
I was like a goddamn dog. Rough, rough, rough. Get it, rough?
I was a fan.
Fuck you guys.
No one's paying attention to you anymore, Drew. What?
Nothing. So
that's our super biased cosplayer. Yay.
Yay. So did you see the rumored Deadpool 2 casting? And it's not Ron Perlman or Stephen Lang for Cable?
I don't care.
I forget the fucking guy's name. Something Chandler.
Ron Perlman for life.
So Mackenzie Davis is rumored to be Domino. No fucking clue who she is. And Kyle Chandler is rumored for Cable. That guy.
Who the fuck is that guy?
He's in Friday Night Lights. He's like a coach or
Why?
Something. I don't know.
Reserve judgment.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
I was confused when Gal Gadot, when Gal Gadot was picked as Wonder Woman, but she nailed it.
I'm judging.
Oh, so the reason why Steven Lang isn't in it? Because of fucking Avatar. Makes sense. Because I thought he died. In Avatar. I have to watch it again.
Like The Last Airbender?
No.
Or like Blue Cat people?
Blue Cat people.
Who was he in Blue Cat? Oh, was he the fucking sergeant dude?
Yeah. He would have made a great Cable.
Yeah, he would have made a great Cable.
Ron Perlman, though.
Ron Perlman would have made a great Cable, too. I thought he died, too. I don't know what's going on. Maybe they're like talking about past stuff, or like maybe he didn't die, and like Awa brought him back to life.
I have no idea.
Awa has heard you. Awa. I love that movie.
God damn it.
He loves you, too.
It was my first 3D movie. It was so good.
I don't even remember that movie that much, if I'm being honest.
I have it on Blu-ray. I saw it a few times. I want to buy the 3D one. I just didn't get around to it. Anyways, on other things. So I've been playing Indigo Prophecy. They always been watching me play. You guys beat it, right?
Yeah.
Well, anything. So...
Dumbledore dies?
So, alright, I got a question for you. Do the controls, like, really suck? Like, really bad? Like, that fucking color scheme?
I feel like we're at the color thing until you brought it up.
It's not that they suck, it's that they're, like, hard to tell what it's going to be.
Right? You can't, because
they're not very pronounced.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, it's also all, like, out on the far outside of the screen.
I put it down to the bottom. It was in the center. I put it down to the bottom.
I didn't know you could put it in places.
Yeah.
It would have made my life so much easier.
But it's still not, like, I was doing something last night where it was just, like, a fucking, like, sparring with your partner. And, like, I was getting so angry. Bailey was cracking up at me because I was, like, raging, cursing the whole time. But it was just, like, the worst thing. And, Other than that, the story so far is, like, really good. Like, one thing about Quantic Dreams, their voice acting and story writing is always on point.
Mm-hmm.
They've never, ever disappointed me. Like the last just made me want to play Heavy Rain.
Yeah, I mean, Mandy, you played Heavy Rain and Beyond Two Souls, right?
I played Heavy Rain and watched you guys play Beyond Two Souls. I may have played a tiny bit. I think we're taking turns.
We definitely made you play a little bit.
Which one's your favorite?
Heavy Rain.
If you haven't played Heavy Rain, it's on PS4 for $10 unless they raise the price. It's on PS3, probably at GameStop for $1. Just play it. Do it. Or we're judging you. And we can't be friends.
I mean, I played, an Indigo Prophecy and Heavy Rain. I think I like Heavy Rain more overall. The gameplay is going to be better because it's such the time difference between the games being made. But even story-wise, I think I like Heavy Rain better. Although Indigo Prophecy is,
I like the craziness of the story so far.
The craziness is really good.
It's the PS2, controls of shitty camera angles that they're getting to me right now. I'm playing on PS4. You can buy it at the PS Store, PS2 and PS4 games. Do it. $15. It's $30. See if there's a combo pack, because I got Heavy Rain and Beyond Two Souls for $30.
They're both worth it.
Look for the combo on the PlayStation Store. Or maybe it was a one-week deal where I got it in for a good price.
Maybe they'll have it on sale again, because they're both completely worth it to play.
Yeah.
Completely, because I love them both. I can't wait for the new one they're making.
All right, so you can ask Mandy. You can't do twists around me in movies and games. Right?
Yeah.
The fucking... I'm not going to spoil it. The reveal in Heavy Rain caught me off guard so much. Wasn't expecting at all.
Oh, yeah. Who the person was?
Thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. That one thing that happened?
Did not expect.
So.
Yeah, that thing that happens with the guy. Holy shit.
That guy?
Right?
Thing that happens?
And by guy, of course, I mean the gender neutral guy, which could be girl.
Yeah, we
as
call
well.
Everyone guy.
Yeah, that guy.
That guy.
I was talking to Nicole about that. I was like, yeah, dude is a gender neutral pronoun.
Oh, yeah, totally is.
Let's be honest. Would you rather be called dude or dudette?
I'd rather be called El Duderino because I'm not in all that brevity. But that's not just me.
Well placed. Good quote. Strong quote. I give it a 10.
You think that shark eating your head is getting to you?
No, I'm just sick.
It's not eating your head. It's just kind of chilling there.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
you know, teeth are like... You see those sharks
even...
in the ocean, they have the little fish like tailing along underneath of them?
Yeah, it has to like...
That's where I am to the shark. I mean, it's little fish just tailing along. And,
yeah. like it has to put its face into her head to eat it. Like, it can't just like lay on her and be like, nom, nom, nom. It's not a puppy who lays there and eats out of a bowl all the time. Like, goddamn adorable little floof.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm looking at you.
You know, she's an adorable little floof.
What are you doing?
Pusher.
I'm making weird noises.
She breathes weirdly sometimes lately. But,
poor girl.
So, Beyond Two Souls, I still really liked that game.
Yeah.
Like, the story was interesting. It just wasn't as good as Heavy Rain or as Indigo Prophecy, but it was still really fun to play. The voice acting is always incredible.
My problem with Beyond Two Souls mostly was they try to, like, hide the icons to make it even more, like, cinematic feeling. Like, you weren't playing a game, you were watching a movie, but you were.
But then, like.
Things.
It's like no fucking shit.
How do you push the button?
So like
it's
like that one little fucking dot. And
yeah.
If you went a certain direction, you had to move in that direction.
That
and that's what made the gameplay frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Like Heavy Rain was the perfect balance of icons and interacting. They're interactive movies. Like it's 100%.
Yeah.
Like Indigo Prophecy doesn't even hide the fact that it's a movie. Because when you start the game, it says new movie. It doesn't say new game. It says new movie. And when you do the first tutorial, he's basically saying, here's the set. So, like, they don't hide the fact that they're movies.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't care. They're interactive movies.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I grew up on PC gaming, which was you hit left or right. So, like...
Yeah. You know who does it well? Motherfucking Telltale.
Oh, my God, Telltale.
They do it right.
Dude, that Batman episode one. I got played Wolf Among Us.
You do that. That gets the story's really good.
I know. Also, Walking Dead 1's on sale PS4, so I'm probably going to buy it and replay it because we got Walking Dead 2 for free on PS Plus.
Is it 400 days on there yet?
It's included.
500 days?
It's 400.
It's 400.
Yeah, it's included on the PlayStation 4 one.
Oh, okay.
It's on sale right now for $6. I'm gonna buy it.
I think we already own it.
Well, yeah, because you bought the Telltale pack, right?
Yeah,
you
I bought the
huge
pack
yeah.
of everything.
I didn't know 400 Days wasn't on there.
I want to replay it again.
What's that new Quantic Dreams coming out game? Detroit what?
Detroit. Here, Mandy, talk.
I want to talk.
Hi, Mandy.
Pressure.
Hi, Mandy.
Hi.
Tell us about how was your day. Tell us about your day.
Yeah.
I
heard it was your brother's birthday.
Tell us about your day.
Yeah, but there was stress with other stuff. But...
Other stuff?
Like what? What's going
what
on?
What kind of other stuff?
We're making for good radio, Mandy.
What's going on?
Huh?
You want to talk about it?
Everyone wants to know just about your
no,
life.
No, no, I'm here with the stress. Come on, talk it out. It'll make you feel better.
About what?
You need a stress ball?
No.
You need little squeezy things?
Yeah. You want to go run down
right,
the street?
I'll get you one of those squeezy things.
Oh, my God.
That'll work. That'll help.
What?
I think I'd get shot.
Oh, it's Detroit Become Human. It's the new one that's coming out. I can't wait for that one. That one looks really good so far.
Guys, I'm trying to help Mandy with her stress problems.
If you know Mandy, Mandy doesn't talk about that stuff personally. That one looks ridiculous because there's like a million branching points. Where Heavy Rain was like one or the other, and this one looks like it's super, like there's many, many outcomes. They're going insane on this one. Mandy.
She's supposed to run around with a dinosaur, dude. You're hijacking that conversation.
Wait, what? Dinosaur?
Yeah.
Are you going to run down the street in a T-Rex costume now, maybe?
Hey, do you want to put on a T-Rex suit?
It's pretty sweet. I'm not
going to do
lie.
It?
I saw pictures of Connie.
I'm pretty sure I would die.
There's a fan.
Yeah, there's like several fans.
Really, there's one fan.
Oh, really? There's only one?
Have
what kind of shitty costume
one?
Did I buy that only has one fan?
Okay.
What?
You don't really feel the air either that much.
I mean, we can go to the skate park or the rollerblade or you know the roller skate place.
Oh, roller skate.
And roller skate as a...
I have
dinosaur.
Such a good idea.
Oh my gosh.
And when we take video.
I would do everything forever in my T-Rex costume or my shark Kigo. I would live in both of them forever. And I would be the happiest person in the world. I'm a shark, right? I'm a shark dinosaur.
Brian liked the picture. He thought it was funny.
Oh yeah, I didn't feel like wearing
giving
the hands.
Me the fingers. But.
I didn't feel like putting on the hands, so I decided to give it the fingers.
Oh wait, it comes with hands.
Feel like little gloves.
Hang on, okay.
Little gloves.
So I get the middle finger instead.
Well, we had to hang out with Trex while you're wearing a Trex T-Rex suit.
Definitely.
Yep.
Do it up, man.
Of course, like she's leaving. She's back in Philly. When we're up in Canada.
I know.
So we have 3 days to hang out with her before she's
you
gone forever, too.
We have to
too.
Miss Korn and Rob Zombie and VIP.
I don't want to talk about it. She's going on... It's a conspiracy. Isabel's going back to Australia, and she's going to New Zealand. What's up?
What's the conspiracy there?
But they're both named Isabel, so they're both leaving. It's a conspiracy.
So I think all the Isabel's leaving? Is that what you're implying?
That's what I'm implying.
Okay. It's like an Isabel get-together in New Zealand. they're plotting to take over the world and name everyone Isabel?
Yeah.
This is the Leaning Tower of Isabel, the Statue of Isabel.
They're all going to dress so Bell. they're very much Bells. Nice Bells. They're going to be Bells. They're going to wear Bells. They're going to eat Taco Bell.
Oh, my God.
Honey killed them.
My bad. The joke was that bad. It wasn't good. That's gone.
That's what
they wear Bells.
Just to keep you guys updated. Oh, my bad. My bad.
They should all go to Chernobyl.
Mm. We'll give them the...
No, they can't because Nobel.
Oh, yeah, and they'll never win a Nobel Prize.
Say that. They can't win the Nobel Prize. They won
that
Beauty
sucks.
And the Beast.
No matter
you know
how science
the
they
prize?
Are.
What?
You know who won the Nobel Prize?
Who?
Gaston.
Mm, this is true. That's their favorite Disney princess is Belle. What, Drew?
Shit.
Are we just blowing your mind right now?
No, I just figured it out. Holy bartender.
Wow, Drew.
So, other news. Season 1's coming to end of Overwatch. Tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
That's fine.
Fuck.
I know. I need to get up like 7 levels by tomorrow. That's mine.
Did you get to 50?
To get to 50.
I feel confident that Pat won't be able to pass me.
What are you at?
Am I like 54?
How'd you get up there?
Because I started at 49 because I placed way better than you.
So, like, tomorrow you can't do it, or tomorrow's the last day?
Tomorrow's the last
day. Probably because you got paired up with more garbage randoms.
I did, really. now I win every game for my team, so I don't care. But so there's changing the scaling though for season two, right? Have you read this bullshit yet?
No.
Is it good or bad? Because maybe I'll play season two. I didn't bother with season one.
Competitive is so much more fun in quick play. I can't deal with quick play anymore. People are
frustratingly dumb. Unless you have six people, then it's like hilarious because
well,
we just dominate.
Yeah, when it's us six, I can't deal with randoms.
And then Tracer's like, oh no, I'm gonna go in the payload and get fucking overtime, man. He goes wall, and we win the match.
But season two for Overwatch.
Remember the time that Jeffrey charged Genji and Manny put a wall behind him so he died?
Yo, Manny's a pro wall.
Pro waller.
Might as well call her Donald Trump over here.
Right? She's like, yo, let me build that wall.
Yeah, let me build that wall.
Let me build that wall, girl. And then
Manny,
she sends the bill to Mexico.
I think I'm a little offended.
Ooh.
Make Overwatch great again.
Oh, my God.
So season two starts on September 6th, right when we come back from Canada.
Oh, buddy.
Good timing.
So now it goes from 1 to 5,000.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So also competitive points are doubling, but also guns are going to cost triple the price. So it makes no sense why they're doing
so
that.
So like everything's just the same.
Everything's just the same, but not for the scale. So the reason why they're doing that, it's going to be tiers. So like 1 to 1499 is bronze. You have silver, gold,
a lot
platinum.
Of bastions. That gave me a lot of tears.
So net, you're going by tiers. So like you'll go like different color tiers and stuff like that.
I hope I get platinum again.
Some there's going to be map changes on some things. So I think they're changing like time and stuff like that to capture stuff because they realize if you get payload on freaking what is it Numbondi or something like that, it's an automatic. As soon as you get the payload, you're going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everyone says
yeah, there's
that.
A lot of map balancing issues.
Yeah, so they're fixing some of that stuff. Here it is. Yeah, existing competitive points saved from Season 1 will be multiplied by 10. And so when players win, they'll get 10 competitive points. Players will now receive 3 competitive points for a draw. The reason why they say that, there's no more sudden death.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so when it goes overtime.
That's kind of a good thing.
Yeah, it just goes.
Wait, no, that's not
sudden
death, though.
No, sudden death is that
3-3.
Yeah.
At the end.
Yeah, so no more sudden death.
Although overtime kind of needs a tweak, too, I think.
Yeah, overtime definitely needs a tweak. So there's also hero balance updates coming. So D.Va's getting her defense matrix. Now there's a 1 second delay instead of half second delay. That's it.
I haven't been listening to you guys for like the past 5 minutes.
It's fine. Hanzo has 30 decreased speed while aiming.
That makes sense.
May's ultimate's getting buffed.
That's good.
They go even bigger radius.
That's good. Her buff, her ult feels underwhelming. I mean, it's really good if you use it the right time, but it's hard to find a good time to use hers.
And like, yeah, we all know that freaking whatchamacallit.
They should make your
Zenyatta's orbit discord's dropping from 50 to 30.
They need to reduce his damage.
But his orbit destruction is. I hate them. I didn't know this. Orbit destruction's getting increased 40 to 46.
Wait, what is orb of destruction? Oh, is that just his regular attack?
I think that's the L2. The
charge up?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I'm angry. But yeah, so season two should be fun.
That's got to be just because his charge up just fires multiple of them. I don't know if it's a different attack necessarily. I don't know.
But so I say we go to poems.
What?
Poems.
Poems.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Like I said, I wasn't listening. Oh, I'm tired and I'm sick. Everything's awful. All right, let me see. Let me open up. Let me see where I was at.
Ball sack. Ball sack. Trying to not have dead air.
Testicles.
Are you guys ready?
We were about to bust out a sweet rap, but okay.
All right, go ahead. Bust it.
Testicles.
Not the testicles, plus the wrap.
Ball sack. We're going to use ball sack and testicles as our beat. Ball sack.
And then I picked
drop
it
the
up.
Balls.
All right, so I'm going to do five again. All right, so first one. Flowers. On the 3rd of June at a minute past 2, where once was a person, a flower now grew. 5 daisies arranged in a large outdoor stage in front of a 10-acre pasture of sage. In a changing room, a lily poses at the DMV Rose of Roses. The world was much cooler an hour ago. I'm glad someone decided to give flowers a go. That one being all serious and shit, what the fuck? All right, number 2, Hell Waits. Hell waits in a doctor's office, tapping his shoe against a loose strip of carpet, holding a magazine in front of his face, trying to look professional whilst eyeing the children's toys. Fair, who doesn't? Who, if you're sitting at a doctor's office, you're going to be eyeing.
I love that one with the
I'm
wooden
even...
beads on like the little metal tracks. Oh, that's amazing. Those are the best.
Dude, those were. I like. Why would you set them up? Just go touch them and play with them. I don't care.
Because sick kids put their hands all over them, and then you'll get
sick.
Sick
anyway. You're at the doctor's office.
Not necessarily. Maybe I'm just in there for a routine checkup. Get my eyes checked out.
You don't go to a doctor for routine checkups.
You
go to the
maybe
doctor.
Maybe you just made that joke.
Die. It's not a joke. It's for serious.
Sometimes even when I'm about to die, it's like, do I really need to? I'm only at 102 fever.
Exactly, dude. So when you're there, you're already sick. What do you got to lose?
My
number
life.
3 is called Alfred. You're a bunny, Alfred. Quit all this elephant bullshit. Look at your little bunny ears. Look at your adorable whiskers. Do elephants have little bunny ears? Do they have adorable whiskers? No, they don't. You can't just wake up one day and decide to be an elephant, Alfred. The world doesn't work like that. There are rules, Alfred. And you want to stomp all over them. Get over yourself.
Stomp all over them just like an elephant.
Like an elephant. Number four is suits. The influx of suited men on the airport's moving walkway transform into a conveyor belt. That's it for number 4. All right, number... How close am I to my favorite one? Damn it. The week after next week, I'll get to my favorite poem. All right. This one is called Sully. Sully suffers from a stutter. Simple syllables will clutter. Stalling speeches up on beaches like a sunken sailboat rudder. Sully strives to say his phrases, sickened by the sounds he raises. Strings of thoughts come out in knots. He solves his sentences like mazes. At night, he writes his thoughts instead and sighs as they subtly rush from his head. And those are the 5 poems from Bo Burnham's Egghead for this week. 3, 4, 5. Yep. So my favorite one the week after next.
All right, so we're going to do the show plugs, and I'm going to talk about the charity event that I'll be doing and maybe Manny will be doing this Saturday with Philadelphia Avengers and Central PA Avengers, all the Avengers. So it should be fun. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Are
you ready to be totally driven? Totally Driven Entertainment Network has a full lineup of shows dedicated to total entertainment. Starting on Mondays, we have the always relevant and often hilarious Hard Talk with Big Daddy and Big Booty Trudy. That's at 6 p.m. And at 11 p.m., go 8 flights up and get your mind right. Tuesdays at noon, Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira covers professional wrestling news, rumors, and one-of-a-kind interviews with professional wrestling performers and insiders. At 8 p.m., join Smith Hart of the legendary Hart family dynasty for the Hart Grapevine as he goes behind the scenes and shares his knowledge of the professional wrestling industry and some truly remarkable special interviews, too. Welcome to Hump Day, Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m., the Coco and Wee Wee Show asks the age-old question, who do you love, who do you shove? And at 8 p.m., the Give No F's Cosplay Variety Hour brings you the best in cosplay, comics, video games, and more. Thursday nights at 5 p.m., Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira returns to the airwaves to cover professional wrestling news, results, and more. At 8 p.m., Totally Driven Radio, the show that started it all, brings you the best in topical conversations, celebrity interviews, exclusive musical guests, and so much more. Your Friday night would be incomplete without a trip to Uncle Shawnee's Playground. Join Uncle Shawnee at 8 p.m. and prepare to be offended, but, you know, in a good way. At 10 p.m., don't forget the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour, bringing back the golden age of professional wrestling. Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., the Mojo Sports Show starts your weekend off with a healthy dose of sports mojo. Get the latest news, scores, results, and more every Saturday morning. At 9 p.m., Totally Driven Radio rocks. Bay Ragney unleashes his inner beast as he takes you on a heavy metal journey and looks at the music he thinks rocks. That brings us to Sunday morning, the perfect time for a big weenie. At 10 a.m., the Big Weenie Castanini Show goes live around the world. And ending the week at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights, join the TV Nation for your weekly dose of the Nerd Herd and talk all things comics, TV, movies, and pop culture. Remember, get driven, stay driven.
Mandy. I read Mandy's mind apparently. We are not back. We are I'm front, Mandy's side. Pat's God knows what Pat is.
I'll be seeing Black Sabbath this Friday.
How about White Sabbath? Why just Black Sabbath? What are you racist? Come on, Pat. Get your head out of your ass. We're past that.
So this Saturday
society has gone beyond that, Pat.
So this Saturday, Central PA Avengers and Philadelphia Avengers are teaming up to go help out the 14th annual Softball Family Fun Day benefit supporting Alex Lemonade Stand Foundation. It is going to be at South Ardmore Park. I will post this flyer thing into the event for any of you guys who want to see it. There's going to be a lot of cool heroes. Got, Black Widow, Cap, America, Thor,
Winter Soldier.
I was going to get to that. Nick Fury, Storm, Iron Man.
I was trying to help.
Winter Soldier, who also looks to dress up as Captain America and throw batarangs at Harley Quinn's eyes.
I know, for Harley Quinn.
Ant-Man, Spider-Man, and I'll be there as Deadpool. So it's going to be a really cool event.
He did mention to be careful of batarangs hitting people in the eyes, right?
Yeah, I did.
All right, just making sure.
Got to watch out with him. But I'll be there at 10 o'clock. It's from 10 to 4. At noon, they're doing some, like, hero ceremony thing, so that'd be really cool.
I'm being sick and missing it.
Yeah.
Need to buy more booze.
I'll be filming.
I want to try and not be sober all Saturday.
You
while you guys are out.
You just drink it by yourself?
Probably. It's been a long, stressful
Jeffrey.
Week.
But
okay.
Hopefully,
drink a game with Jeffrey.
I would totally do that. Jeffrey, you want to drink a game together on Saturday?
I mean, not together in separate rooms. I mean,
yeah, like, separate buildings and cities.
Exactly.
But, so all the proceeds go to help fight childhood cancer. Good cause.
Do you want to post that in the event?
Yeah, I'm
going to
do it right now.
Mm-hmm. He said yes, Drew. He said yes.
Who?
Me and Jeffrey are going to play video games on Saturday while we get drunk.
Although,
no,
I mean,
not, he's not going to get drunk.
Jeffrey,
got to go buy new rum. Apparently, this past Saturday was the drunkest he's ever been. Which is still not quite drunk.
True.
He still had inhibitions.
It was drunk enough to wear Charmander, Kigu, and Shivapol, but I think that was happening
yeah,
when he was sober.
That's what I'm saying.
It just sounds like fun. I just like saying that.
I'm surprised Blake hasn't like yelled at us for talking about how he likes to throw batarangs at little girls' eyes.
He does. He's just not denying it anymore. He's embraced it.
He's embraced it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's become the Winter Soldier. He can't be a good guy anymore.
Exactly.
He's embraced it, just like Karai embraced the batarang. Time.
Wait a minute. Just like you beat Harley Quinn with the batarang.
Oh!
So, next Wednesday, we probably should do some like.
Are we doing something Sunday? I feel like there's something Sunday, but I can't remember what.
No, I don't think so.
It's birthday stuff with Joey. Today was cake. Sunday we're doing something fun for his birthday. His little 10-year-old self. One of our kids of Give No F's cosplay.
That I called a dick.
That you called a dick.
You should do Winter Soldier, Bucky, if you think you look that good in it. Just saying.
Well, he doesn't want to be a little slut.
He's a little slut. He can't help it.
He doesn't want all the girls to hit on him.
Yeah, I'm going to sexualize you so bad on Saturday.
Oh, you just wait. He's going to sexualize the shit out of you.
This sounds gross. Because if you think about women having sex together, it's usually butts involved. I can't. Okay, so, I'm sorry, I was just broken a little bit. Things you can't hear. Can't even count. You can't even count.
Okay.
Sorry, guys, I'm sorry. Back to reality.
Next week we'll talk about something. Well, I'll talk about the event that happened Saturday.
Next week, are we the guest next week?
No. Is it next week? Oh yeah, we do.
Yeah,
it is next week.
Not for like the whole show, but she's gonna be on for a little bit of the show to talk about
the
games event.
There's a charity event coming up next weekend, a gaming marathon to raise money for Red Hat Games. Ash from Red Hat Games is gonna be on.
Yeah.
So we'll ask her about the charity, how they got started. Well,
yeah,
the stream.
That horse is as stiff as the batarang that hit her in the eye.
We're past this.
Just commenting on the chat.
We're past this.
We're past
nope.
this, true.
Nope.
We're
past it.
Nope. I had to bring it back up.
I'm gonna buy you a little
Can we just talk about the horse in the room here?
We don't have a horse in the room.
Oh. I had a little too much grog, I'm thinking.
But yeah, so next week, you can tune in. Listen, must be terrible yet again. We thank you all for listening every week.
Jeffrey, you should try mixing coconut
oil
with water.
Going by statistics, we have the same people listen every week, it looks like. So we thank you very much.
Yes, you're our loyal fans.
I miss your friends.
Please hang out with us.
They're
friends. We'll hang out and shit.
They're friends.
And then
you tell your friends.
I think September 6th, I think we're not going to do a show.
Why?
Because that is the day after we come back from Canada. After driving 8 hours.
Oh, we're going to be dead.
Yeah.
We come back on Wednesday?
No, we come back Labor Day. But I mean, like, I have to go to work.
Oh, wait. Oh,
that's week.
The week.
Yeah, I don't want to.
That's fair.
So, I'm so happy that our last session of speed dating on Saturday is at 2 o'clock. I am 100% going to do all my power to meet Mark Hamill.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be the first Saturday at a con when I'm doing speed dating where I can actually do something.
And enjoy the con a little bit?
Yeah.
You rephrase
really
that.
Weird
oh,
con,
yes.
But
yeah.
That'll be interesting.
So that should
we'll
be fun.
Be in Canada.
Being Canada.
Canada. I'm getting poutine.
Dude, I'm totally getting ham.
I'm getting Oh, my God. Shut your whore mouth.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Ham there.
It's just called ham.
Wait, like, they make all ham play?
Yeah.
I slice it into little discs and fry it. All ham? What do I just want a ham, though? What do they call ham? What do they call ham, though?
Ham.
But, like, what if I want a whole ham and not, like, little discs and fried ham?
I guess it's breakfast ham, like we have breakfast. Sausage.
Or do they just call Canadian
I don't know.
Bacon?
Fucking we'll find out when we go to Canada.
Wait, do they have regular bacon?
Yeah.
American
bacon?
Do they call it American bacon?
No, they call it all freedom bacon.
I just need to make sure.
It's freedom bacon.
I need to make sure I get all my nomenclature down right so I don't order something and get disappointed. If I order bacon and they bring me ham, I'm going to get pissed off.
We
I'm going to be like, Canada, this is why no one takes you seriously.
Sad, man, you can't go with us that one. But we're going to be with someone we've never met before, so that should be fun.
It's going to be cool.
Everyone loves us. No, everyone hates us. Who am I kidding?
Everyone hates us.
I hope they hate us.
Do you hear what we say? Do you pay attention to what the things
everyone
that come out of our mouth?
At least no one hears what we say in the car.
Yeah.
True.
I mean, Mandy hears what we say in the car, and she doesn't want to come here.
Yep. I can think about
terrible.
That for a minute. Again, that's Mandy. Think of the horrible things she said on the radio show.
I know.
But not into the microphone. So you guys can hear the horrible.
What was it? You'll never know.
There was a time that
she gave me the finger earlier tonight.
And she gave Drew the finger.
Did she?
Yeah.
She did.
Oh, I missed that.
I asked if she wanted rum in her root beer, and she was like,
"Fuck you."
Fuck you, Joe.
It's just an offer. You could say no. It's okay.
You know, Manny said you're the one person she would actually say fuck you to.
Did you
Thank
really?
You. I'm honored.
You're, I told her I parody say fuck you to someone.
You're such an ass.
It was you. It had to be you.
I mean, that makes sense.
After all, this is for you. If you don't buy your stuff or pay for stuff.
No more brownie sundaes. I'm going to buy brownie sundaes.
Some,
I'm going to eat them.
It might have been someone else. I can't remember.
Let's be honest. It was probably me.
I know. You know what? I don't think it was. Now that I think about it. Who pissed us off recently? I will figure it out.
I'm sure I have.
There's a lot of people who piss us off.
Yeah.
Who pisses us off regularly? Drew does.
Every day.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
You're adorable. You're
all right. So we'll see you guys next. Well, no. Well, you'll hear us next week. We'll hope to see you in chat next week. Everyone who listens to the show afterwards, thanks for listening.
What grog is.
I'm so sorry.
So
sorry.
That's it. Fucking Drew, end it.
Fucking Drew, end it.
Just to give no S variety show.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Fuck you, motherfucker.